Blog Talk Radio.
Coming at you live, it is Buzzworthy Radio, where you can get the latest buzz on all your favorite shows and stars. Buzzworthy starts now.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Buzzworthy Radio. It is about 9:37 in the morning here on the East Coast. It is Tuesday, November 9th, 2010, on blogtalkradio.com and on buzzworthyradio.net. I'm Neville J. Lee. We are going to be joined by, in just about a couple of minutes' time, Sam Jaeger, who plays on NBC's Community as Joel Graham. How odd. I say how odd is because his last name Graham, Lauren Graham. It's a nice spin. But he will be joining us in about 3 minutes' time. I know we're going to have Joanne on the line, actually, because she's going to help me out. I'm meeting him on the switchboard, so I don't know if Joanne's on the line. How are you?
Good. How are you? I have to correct you, though.
What's up?
You said Community.
Did I say that? No, you
yes, you did.
Oh, gosh. You know why I did that, right? And this is a little inside story. Marcia sent the email out, and when she first sent it out, she put NBC's Community on it instead of Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
I didn't notice it, actually.
Yeah, she did. When she sent it out originally, before she revised it, because she sent out the revision like a couple of days later, The first email that was sent out was basically saying he stars in NBC Community, which is actually the sitcom that airs on Thursdays that stars Joel McHale.
Right.
And in actuality, Sam Jaeger stars in Parenthood. And I'm like saying, like, oh, gosh, now that's now implanted in my head instead of it being correct. That's awful. Did I update that on the description?
Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, good. Now, who did you talk to this morning?
Actually, I didn't get to talk to anyone because he didn't call in for his press tour. I was supposed to be talking to Carrie Ellis, who is guest starring on USA's Psych season premiere tomorrow. But for whatever reason, he didn't call in for his press tour, so I didn't get to talk to him at all.
Mm.
So I was sort of bummed out about that. They called the back line and let me know that he hadn't called in yet, and that if he did within the next, 5 minutes or so, then we would, proceed, but he didn't. So, short but quick show of me talking.
Okay.
So that's a bummer because I really wanted to talk to him about the Saw franchise, and he played Dr. Lawrence Gordon in Saw, and, the episode. And he's got a movie coming out, Psych 9, which is another horror film, and he's got a lot of stuff coming out. He's a magnificent actor. If you've never seen any of his movies, you have to. He starred in Robin Hood, Men in Tights, the Mel Brooks movie. He was in Kiss the Girls, opposite Ashley, Morgan Freeman and Ashley Judd. And he played the boyfriend in Liar Liar. He's just done a lot of stuff, and he's a really, really fantastic actor. So that was unfortunate.
That's a big if, but, if there's an opportunity to get him back on the show, I'd take it.
Oh, absolutely, I would. I mean, Dewey Hill is coming on tomorrow to talk about the season premiere of Psych, so...
tomorrow. I knew you were supposed to have him on. Now.
Yeah, that's tomorrow morning. So, unless they get him in there sometime tomorrow, there's just no purpose to it because the season premiere is tomorrow, so... Yeah, but no one's called in yet.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I give you a programming note. People were confused about the Florencia Lozano show. I am taping it tomorrow. It is airing on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
So if you basically they got confused because I put out there, you got the questions for her, I'm talking to her tomorrow. Send them to me on Twitter or on Facebook. I will get them. I will ask her tomorrow. I talk to her at 1 o'clock tomorrow, so have them in before that time. And it'll be airing on Thursday, so that's okay. Pretty much what's going on. So wanted to clarify that for you guys.
Very good, very good. And how was your show last night with John Lopriano?
Oh, I loved him. He's a fantastic guy. You know, he's pretty insightful. There was a couple of like backstage things about One Life that he did mention that I did not know about, as like with the Billy Douglas storyline. The character was not supposed to be the one that was supposed to have AIDS and everything on the show. It was actually supposed to be someone else that was already established on the canvas, but they decided to scrap it and they brought in a new character.
Well, Neville, you can introduce your guest. Here we go.
All right. Well, he's making a second appearance here on Buzzworthy. The first time he was on here, he was on the series Eli Stone. Well, now you can see him on NBC's Parenthood. Please welcome back to the show our favorite Jager Bomb, Sam Jager. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Nice to speak with you again this morning.
Yeah. It's nice to be spoken to. So.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
Yeah.
Especially when your name is similar to that of an alcoholic beverage. I think I would enjoy speaking to you.
You know what's funny is I didn't drink until I was 21, so I missed out on getting a really cool, drinking name or a code name. I would have fared really well in college had I actually drank Jägermeister. But I missed out on that huge chunk of time. Yeah. I was actually told by a buddy of mine that who's a bartender that there's actually a drink called the Sammy Jaeger, which is a mix between Sambuca and Jägermeister, which sounds delicious. Right?
You didn't know that? I knew that for a while, dude. You missed out. Yeah.
I mean, that's I've tried it once, and that is a delicious drink. Oh.
Isn't it? I love it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. And light. It's light and refreshing. It's like drinking a Bartles and James, you know?
Joanne, have you ever had any of that before? She left, didn't she? She left me.
She set up.
Oh, well, hey. She probably went to the nearest bar. Right? It's 5 o'clock summer. She probably went to the nearest bar, and she decided to go ahead and try out at Sam Jager.
Yeah. We did such a great advertisement for that.
I think so. I think I found my newest sponsor just because of that. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I love it. So let's talk about your character here on Parenthood. And I have to be honest, when I introduced you, I before you came on, I actually said you were on Community. I was like, oh, for the love of hell.
Yeah. I've been told that I'm on Community several times this morning, which is unfortunate.
You did? Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
It was just me.
Yeah, not just you.
I feel honored to know that I'm not alone in that regard. I'm glad somebody
no,
else
No, you're not
said
alone.
That.
It is funny. It is an NBC show with a very broad title to it, you know, Community, Parenthood. I mean, that could be literally about anything and anyone. So, yeah.
It's all one
but,
word, you know. It's all one word.
Yeah, that's true. That's all true. That's lots of syllables in there, you know.
Oh, yes.
Well, three.
Yeah. I don't do well more than one syllable, so that's why I messed up. But,
I hear you, man.
Mm. So who is Joel? Who is Joel? What's Joel like?
Well, Joel is a stay-at-home dad who is married to Julia, played by Erica Christensen. And basically in this second season, the role of the stay-at-home dad is kind of coming under some scrutiny by Joel. I think he wants to kind of branch out and go back to his former job, which was being a contractor. And, you know, anytime you have somebody in a relationship wanting something new, there tends to be some real conflict and reshaping of the relationship, and it's especially hard when you've got a six-year-old involved. So
yeah. You got a nice cast on this show. There's like a great amount of people in town on the show, and you get to work opposite, you know, also on the show, Lauren Graham. I love her to death. What's it like working on the show with her?
Oh, she's incredibly talented and wonderfully obsessed with trying to do a good job, and she's just such a natural talent that you wouldn't imagine that she puts as much effort as she does into really getting scenes right. But you know, she's an incredible talent and an incredible thinker when it comes to, you know, what the scene needs and where it needs to go and so forth. But beyond that, she's just a hell of a lot of fun.
I love her. Yeah, and I know we said before you were on Eli Stone when we last talked to you before, and you know, I was surprised when that show got canceled because I expected it to last a lot longer than it did. You know, it was a very unique show. I was surprised that did not go farther than two seasons on the air.
Yeah. And well, you know, a recession hits the Hollywood industry just like it does the rest of the world. So that was one of the, they decided to put on some reality show in its place. So I understand it's a business, but it is a show that I miss, and I've gotten a lot of compliments even years after it was done about, you know, what a solid show it was.
Yeah. Oh yeah, man. I was into it only because, you know, yeah, only because I talked to you. Yeah, I'm building you up here. Build your ego.
Thanks, man.
But it was a good show. I mean, like, it was not like any show that was on at the time. So it was pretty much anything that's completely out there and against my realm of reality, I watched.
Yeah.
Because I'm really weird like that. I think that's the best description.
it was really a clever show.
It was. And what can I, let's see, what can you say? Do you see, besides the fact that you look like him, do you see yourself in Joel Graham and vice versa?
Do I see myself in him? Yeah, you know, I actually do. I have a 7-month-old baby, and I'm home a lot because there's plenty of downtime from our show. Thankfully, we the creator of the show run in a way where you know, they're family, you know, family guys too, so they want to spend as much time at home with their kids as possible. So there aren't extremely long hours on our show, unlike most shows in Hollywood.
Really?
So I get and so I get to spend a lot of time with my boy and my wife. And I love being home with him. And I think, you know, I think I want to get better at being a father. I think Joel is a pretty natural father by the time his daughter is 6. But yeah, at the same time, I think there's some Joel's desire to kind of work out of the home or kind of get out and do the thing he loves. You know, I relate to that a great deal too, because I feel like anytime I think stay-at-home parents can get into the kind of that world of trying to define themselves, and it's all the days kind of end up, you know, bleeding into one, and you're trying to figure out, you know, what real thanks am I getting out of this? Because it can be, you know, other than hopefully a supportive husband or wife, it can be a pretty thankless job. And
job,
but it's also, you know, in essence, the most important one. So, I that's how I relate to Joel, in 5,000 words or less.
I appreciate that, and best of luck with everything that you're doing with the show and fatherhood and everything. We got to get you back here for a longer visit again for the third time. We got to make it happen. No doubt.
Sounds good.
All right, my friend. You take care. Enjoy those Sam Yeagers, all right?
I will do. You do the same.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Sam Yeager, everybody. You can catch him on NBC's Parenthood Tonight. Check your local listings. And I did say Parenthood, didn't I? Yes, I did. I did say Parenthood. Check it out on Parenthood Tonight on NBC. We are going to be back on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern with One Life to Live, Florencia Lozano, who plays the role of Taya Delgado on the show. So we are taking your questions. Make sure you send it to us by 1 p.m. tomorrow, because I will be talking to her tomorrow, but we will be airing the show live for the first time on Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. Might be a few minutes late, but it'll start basically at 10 p.m. Eastern. So make sure you guys check us out Thursday. That's right. And if you missed any of our previous shows within the past week, you can definitely download them off of our site here at blogtalkradio.com. It'll be uploaded. Those shows will be uploaded to the site on buzzworthyradio.net probably by the end of today, because I haven't had a chance to, now that my computer will be back in fruition. My lifeline will be back to me today. So we will have it up and running for you guys today on buzzworthyradio.net. So definitely check those shows out that we did last week with James Reynolds, Suzanne Rogers, Judy Evans, and also yesterday with John Leprino, and today with Sam Dager. So we'll be back on Thursday with Florencia Lozano here on Buzzworthy Radio. You guys take care.